Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
The Browns have, according to all reports, given a contract extension to Alex Wright, defensive end, 25 years old. Second on the team, 9 tackles for loss, 3rd, 3 sacks. Good idea?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I like it. You've solidified both sides. So.
Yep, I agree. Nick Kostos was with us at 11 o'clock. And again, big words, smashing success this Browns season. And your quarterback of the future is not on this team. Keep in mind, Nick's perspective, he's not a Clevelander. He doesn't have a dog in the fight.
No.
No pun intended.
He's very much a New Yorker.
There's no dog in the fight here. He likes what he has seen from the Browns this year because they are building for the future, but doesn't think the quarterback is here. JJ's in Cleveland. JJ.
How y'all doing, fellas?
Hey, wonderfully well, JJ.
I'm not going to say a smashing success, but it's giving us something to look forward to in the future. I will say that because we just missing a few pieces, and they all on the offensive side of the ball. Our defense is great. Like you say, if we can get JOK to come back, his defense is going to be like one of those back-in-the-day Chicago Bears-type defenses that we're going to have. But I just think we need to hopefully Shador can be that quarterback piece that we're missing. And if not, I hate to say it, I think Deshaun Watson will be coming back to play starting quarterback for this team if Shador is not it. Because I'm sorry, I'm not about to pay nobody $200-some million to play for 1 year. And he still can play. If he still can play, you better believe this is a business. He will be playing football on this team. And we can't find a quarterback? Give me Deshaun Watson and some offensive pieces. With those first-round picks, left tackle, wide receiver, another left tackle, another wide receiver. I mean, that's how we're going to boost up the offense. And we still have Shador. He's not going anywhere. Give him something to work with, man, because right now we're lacking. And
JJ,
then, you know,
thanks, JJ.
It'll be a success.
Yep. JJ, thank you. Dano, are you okay? Have you cleaned up the blood from smashing your head against the glass there?
I just think you need to close the book. I think having him around as everybody looking all the time and going, yep, that's an era that failed, and the era is still here. Close the book.
Denver did it with Russell Wilson.
Close the book.
Denver sent him along even though it was going to kill him financially.
Close the book.
It'll kill the Browns financially to get rid of Deshaun Watson. Would it help
Dan,
them?
Let me ask you
would
this.
It help them more in perception and everything else if they closed
Dan,
the book?
I'm just curious if you're like a brand-new baseball glove, if you've softened up a little bit. Do you see any path to him getting back on the field?
No.
Okay, I think you're wrong.
Not at all. He's taking his last snap.
Do I see a path? Yes, I clearly see a path.
Yep.
What I also see is a decision that has to be made that Dan's talking about.
Do you think he's done in the game?
I think ownership.
In the game itself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd get a look somewhere
else. I
think
so.
Doesn't mean he'd get a job, but he'd get a look.
I mean, I wonder if it'll be one of those, like, I wonder if it's like a Cam Newton type of thing where he'll have some kind of a workout or something like that and may talk someone into it. It's just tough coming off of it's the wrong way to put it, but prove to someone that he might be able to. I wonder if he goes unsigned if they cut him.
See, here's the thing.
At least for the time being.
I honestly think this is what has to happen. If ownership was involved in the first decision, ownership has to make this decision. Do you let him play on this team next year, or do you do what Dan said and close the book and just take the hit Andy's shaking his head. No. I think he gets another shot.
I'm just telling you.
I think from a PR standpoint, Dan's thought is on the money. If you close.
Since when do they care about PR? They don't. They're not making moves for the fans.
It's going to cost you money one way or the other, but it, you know, could make you make it really difficult to do your normal business.
Hmm. I think he's coming back.
Dominic's buzzing around out on the road. Hi, Dominic.
Hey.
Same thing. Deshaun will be back.
Yep.
Get over the emotional part of it, people.
Thank you.
It's about football.
Keep talking.
He can play. He will demonstrate that he still has the physical skills. As far as us drafting a quarterback next year, none of these guys that are coming out already. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys had a house built before?
Yes.
Or seen a house built?
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing that happens after they survey the land? What's the first thing they work on?
They got to build the foundation.
Oh, they got to clear everything.
Foundation. Yeah. The foundation. You don't put the doors. You don't put the doors up there in the windows. You put the foundation. Then you put the walls, the shell. Build your offensive line. Get some more linebackers. I like Schlesinger, but we need more linebackers. We need to make it a unit even stronger. It's tired of just resting on one person to do everything. Then develop the quarterbacks that you have. Trust me. What you have is fine, and you'll be able to see that if your offensive line is together. Look for a free agent wide receiver because they come, you know, I ain't going to say they're a dime a dozen, but there'll be plenty
out there. You can get them every year, Dominic.
Exactly.
There's only one issue.
Get that line together.
Only one issue. They haven't done that.
Right. And that's what scares me. About the current regime is in place.
It scares me too,
Will they
Dominic.
Do what we need them to do.
We're on the same page.
Yep.
We're on the same page. Dominic, thank you. Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got to clear the trees, though, first off. You got some trees there, right?
Well, you can't really dig a basement around a maple.
See? Although you could build a house around the maple, couldn't you?
Jim in Strongsville. Welcome, James.
Ah, Jim.
Can we please?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Put this to rest.
Nope.
Deshaun Watson is not playing for the Browns this year. He will not see the field again this year. He will not see the field next year.
Hmm.
He will be a post June 1st cut. You already had your owner come out and talk that you took a swing and a miss and it didn't work. Your owner has, and this is for you, buddy. Your owner has flipped the page. When the owner has flipped the page, the money doesn't matter anymore because the owner.
Aren't you really flipping a switch though? Isn't it the switch you flipped?
But that's not happening. So you know what that makes this even more bizarre is like we all look at it and we said, okay, so we all said the Browns made this draft, did this draft with the eyes looking towards next year's draft. If your eyes were looking towards next year's draft for a quarterback, why on God's green earth would you take two rookies? You're certainly not going to go into next year with two second-year guys and a rookie quarterback. That's not going to happen. It just it couldn't happen, sure. Would it make any sense in the real world to have that happen? Absolutely not. That's why this whole scenario is so bizarre. I'm shaking here because I don't understand. I keep hearing Mary Kay keeps saying, Deshaun Watson is never good. If he saw the field, I think the fans might burn that stadium down. That's just, the optics are so important at this point. They're bad enough that if you trot that guy out there, I don't know that they could recover. They're trying to sell tickets. They're trying to do a whole bunch of things. The embarrassment level for the Haslams is so high right now. I just don't see any reason why. And that's why they keep dodging the question every time. So when's his window open? When's his window open? They don't care when his window opens because they're not putting him on the active roster.
So here's my question for you. What if insurance, what if insurance is done paying for him?
It's not a money thing. It's an optics thing. You've had him for all these years and he's stunk. You want to put him out there? Andy, when you're, I get it. To us, it's so much money and it's to a billionaire.
Yeah.
This is an investment that failed. He's failed in a lot of probably endeavors in his life and business.
What if there's a chance for it not to fail? What if there's a chance for resurrection? That's the question.
They don't double down. They don't double down on their losses. They cut their losses and move on. That's what business people do. I'm just telling you the way that it is. Big corporations don't keep putting good money over bad money. They cut their losses and they move on and they put the loss in the book. That's it.
Which Jim, I think is a possibility. I do. I think Dan's thought is accurate. I also know that if you had to play him, but the public perception, I get it. I get that. But if you had to play him for a year while you moved on to the next guy, I mean, he's here. He's getting paid. And
you're going to trot him out there and have fans put up for one more year with no hope?
If he goes out there and if he wins a game.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold out hope, Jim, that he's
I'm not either, but
and what he used to be.
I will not put this thing to bed. Nope. Not going to bed.
Not until they do.
Yeah.
Not until they do.
Yep. I know Dan's getting mad back there. It's okay.
Dan should be getting mad. Mark is in Akron. Hello, Mark.
Marcus.
Hey. Have a great day today, guys, but I gotta side with Dan on this.
Uh oh,
playing Deshaun Watson ever again.
I'm not saying
would you think if they trotted him out next year, Mark? What would you think as a fan?
I'd think that they were really stupid.
Okay. Would that be the first time? No.
No, because they gave
up
the
two things here. One the kitty to get there up. Was a quick mention was made of the insurance policy. We do get $45 million paid if he doesn't suit up this year, but there's something bigger.
Okay.
If he doesn't suit up this year, we also get a $60 million cap relief next year on the cap if he doesn't suit up this year. You guys know that, right?
But here's my question. My bigger question is, if he's healthy, how can you stop him from suiting up?
Well, if you cut him after June 1, yeah.
But I'm just saying during the season this year.
I think you could open yourself up to a grievance filed through the players' union if he's deemed healthy and you refuse to suit him up.
Yep.
But at this point, let them file it. I mean, go ahead. What are you going to do? It would cost us that $60 million cap relief we get next year if he doesn't play this year would be enormous for this football team. That's re-signing Njoku and Teller. I mean, that's huge for us. There's no way. If I know that, there's no way they don't know that. They're not doing that.
All right, Mark. Thank you very much. Until they tell us he's not coming back, Andy, I'm with you. I think he's coming back, and I think he could play. But they'll tell us.
They will. They'll tell us.
And you can do cap gymnastics like crazy. There are all kinds of things. We all know how that goes. Restructure, blah, 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 blah. We'll see. I do think Dan's idea, turn the page clean, I think it would set Browns fans on a completely different path. And if everybody loves Shadur, okay, when everybody seems to, what would Browns fans think if they kept Deshaun in his path? If let's just say Shadur plays well.
Well, that's a good point too, Jeff.
I know. I mean, that would not be a good PR move. It would not.
Are we really? I don't know.
No, we're in.
Chris if you're Rose making is, decisions based on PR, that you just everything's failed.
No, but stranger things.
We've done it. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.